Following program is made possible by a grant from the Indiana Committee for the Humanities, in cooperation with the National Endowment for the Humanities, and with the support of the Indiana Arts Commission and the National Endowment for the Arts.
That melody being played on the harmonica by Homer Burge has some words that go with it. Words that tell the story of the Gypso Daisy, or the Gypsy Davy, or maybe you know it as the Song of the Whistling Gypsy. This is Paul Tyler, and today on Indiana Hoedown, we'll feature songs like An Indiana Hero and other ballads, that is, folk songs that tell a story. Ballads, or songs that tell stories, are found all over the world. In fact, some of the stories that you'll hear today can be found in ballads or tales in many different languages. But this program will feature English ballads as sung by singers from the state of Indiana. There are two classes of these ballads that we'll feature. The first are ballads from England, many of which go back hundreds of years. Some date all the way back to medieval times. And then others of the English ballads go back to around the 18th century, when ballad writers would have a song printed up on what are called broadsides, then they'd hire someone to sing the ballad on a street corner, and for a penny people could buy one of these broadsides on which the words were printed, and the name of a familiar melody that folks could fit the words to. A number of ballads still sung today got their start as broadsides. And then the other class of ballads we'll focus on are Native American ballads, most of which date from the 19th century or the early part of this century. More about them later. Right now, some old English ballads, as sung for me recently by Homer Burge of Lebanon. These are some timeless old stories of lords and ladies, of supernatural creatures, of tragic death and unhappy love. First off, one that Homer calls Fine Flowers of Fidio. In other versions, different variants of the song, it's known as The Cruel Mother. And then a fragment of a ballad that I know as Lady Isabel and the Elf Knight. The Elf Knight convinces Lady Isabel to ride with him to the riverside where he plans to push her in to drown after he obtains from her her beautiful black silk gown. But Lady Isabel outwits him. And then finally you'll hear one of the best known of all ballads, Barbara Allen. And Homer Burge will tell you about two ways to sing this timeless old story.
There once was a woman who lived in the ark, fine flowers of Fidio. She fell in love with a father's clerk all down by the greenwood side-o. He loved her up and he loved her down, fine flowers of Fidio. He loved her till in trouble she was found all down by the greenwood side-o. She washed her face in a bowl of cream, fine flowers of Fidio. Thought she'd pass as a maid again all down by the greenwood side-o. She started out to church one morn, fine flowers of Fidio. Started out to church one morn all down by the greenwood side-o. She met two babes a-walking along, fine flowers of Fidio. She met two babes a-walking along all down by the greenwood side-o. Oh, babes, if you were mine, fine flowers of Fidio. Dress you up in silk so fine all down by the greenwood side-o. Oh, mother, we once were thine, fine flowers of Fidio. You did not dress us in silk so fine all down by the greenwood side-o. You buried us without a shroud, fine flowers of Fidio. You buried us without a shroud all down by the greenwood side-o. Fine flowers of Fidio.
You remember where you learned that one?
Well, I heard my mom sing that when I was just a little kid, and I'm 71 years old now. I was born in Kentucky, and I came to Indiana when I was 6 years old, and I've been around Boone County ever since. That's what one that my mother used to sing a whole lot, but I don't know. Only I know it's just part of it. Says, you get on the bony, bony brown, and I the dapple gray. We'll ride till we come to the salty seaside 6 hours before it is day, 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 6 hours before it is day. You turn your face upon the lee, your back up on the sea, while I pull off this black silk gown and lay it upon your knee, 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 and lay it upon your knee. He turned his back upon the sea, his face upon the leaves, while she pulled off the black silk gown out to lay it upon his knee, 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 to lay it upon his knee. She seized him around the small of the waist and plunged him into the sea. So now lay there, you false-hearted man, lay there in the place of me, 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 lay there in the place of me. You drowned 6 of the king's daughters, and you the 7th will be. So now lay there, you false-hearted man, lay there in the place of me, 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 lay there in the place of me. My mother used to sing that all back. I wasn't just old enough to remember. When I was from 15 years on up till I was 21 or 2, there were 5 or 6 of us boys that always run around together, and we was all pretty darn good singers. They was 2 brothers. Their name was Jim Newkirk and John Newkirk, and they was good singers.
Uh-huh.
And we'd take an old Model T Ford, and we'd all get in that and go out to the Dunbar Park out west of Thorntown there, you know, and we'd sit out there and sing, you know. Neither one of us could play music, but we could sing. We'd all sit there and sing. That's the way we just entertained ourselves, you know. A lot of fun. In Charlottetown, where I was born, there was a fair maid dwelling, made every youth cry well away. Her name was Barbara Ellen. All in the merry months of May, when green buds they were swelling, Sweet William came from the western states and courted Barbara Ellen. All in the merry months of June, when all things they were blooming, Sweet William on his deathbed lay for the love of Barbara Ellen. He sent his servant to the town where Barbara was a dwelling. My master's sick and sent for you, if your name is Barbara Ellen. And death is painted on his face, and o'er his heart is stealing. No better, no better will I be if I can't get Barbara Ellen. Oh yes, you're sick and very sick, and death is on you dwelling. No better, no better you never will be, for you can't get Barbara Ellen. As she was on her highway home, the birds they kept a-singing, and every song they seemed to say, hard-hearted Barbara Ellen. She looked to the east, she looked to the west, she saw his corpse a-coming, lay down, that corpse of clay, that I may look upon him. The more she looked, the more she mourned, till she fell upon the ground, crying, oh, pick me up and carry me home, for I am now a dying. Oh, mother, mother, go make my bed, go make it long and narrow. Sweet William died for pure, pure love, and I shall die of sorrow. Oh, father, go dig my grave, go dig it wide, long and narrow. Sweet William died for me today, I'll die for him tomorrow. They buried Sweet William in the old churchyard. Barbara was buried beside him. On William's grave there grew a red rose, on Barbara's grew a green briar. They grew and they grew to the old church tower, till they could not grow any higher. And there they twined in true lover's knot, red roses and green briars.
And that one was from, that's the way your mother sang it?
Yeah.
Can you sing the first verse and the other melody?
Well, the fast
yeah.
type. In Charlottetown, where I was born, there was a fair maid dwelling, made every youth cry, well, away, her name was Barbara Ellen. All in the merry months of May, when all things were blooming, Sweet William came from the western states and courted Barbara Ellen.
Where did you get that melody?
Well, I picked that up, I think, at off of a record that I heard.
You remember from who?
No, I don't. That's been so long ago, I just...
Is that the way Bradley Kincaid sang it?
Now, he might have did that.
Yeah?
It might have been him that done that. Bradley Kincaid.
You like that fast way better?
I like it. I like it better, but that there... The old-fashioned way, though, is not bad, you know. Well, you can, the fast way, you can play it with a guitar, you know.
Mm-hmm.
See, where the other way, it would be kind of difficult to play that.
Most of the songs you'll hear on the rest of this show were recorded in the 1960s by Art Rosenbaum and Pat Dunford. You'll hear them talking with the singers about the songs and about members of their family who they learned the songs from. I'd like to thank Art and the Archives of Traditional Music at Indiana University for making these recordings available to Indiana Hoedown. Now, here are a couple of the old English ballads that Art and Pat collected. First, one that is known in several variants as Young Hunting or as Henry Lee. Ella Parker of Crawford County, down by the Ohio River, will sing it as the story of Lord Barnet. And then we'll go with Art and Pat to the neighboring county of Perry County to visit with Virgil Sandage and his sister Anna Underhill as they tell about Uncle Jack, who was a fine singer. And then Anna Underhill will sing one of Uncle Jack's songs about Lord Thomas and Fair Eleanor. I want to point out that this is quite a long ballad, as many of the old ones were. A long song like that would never have fit onto a 78 record, which could only play about 3 minutes to a side. And perhaps then, because of the popularity of records, people became more accustomed to shorter songs, and some of the long old ballads got put aside. Though rarely heard anymore, I think that these ballads are still some fine songs.
Lord Barnet, he is a hunting man. A hunting he didn't go, with his hunting horn all around his neck and his broadsword by his side. He rode and he rode till he come to the town. He knocked and tingled at the ring. There's none so ready but his own true love for to rise and let him in. come in, my own true love. Come in, says she, for you shall have a burning fire and a candle to give you light. He was sitting in his true love's arms, a kissing her so sweet. With a penning knife she had in her hand, she wounded him fully. Oh, live, Lord Barnet, said she. Oh, live, says she. There is no doctor in this town can lie a bronze to thee. How can I live? How can I live? How can I live, says he? For don't you see my own heart's blood come twinkling down so free? So she rose up early next morning. She rose at the break of day. Sing, Lord Barnet's dead, and in my room I'll freely have him away. Some took him by the lily white hand, some took him by the feet. They threw him into the middle of the sea, which is 15 valleys deep. She dressed herself in Lord Barnet's clothes, a hunting she did go, with his hunting horn all around her neck and his broadsword by her side. She rode till she come to a bird, a sitting on a briar. Go back, go back, go back, says it, you killed a noble squire. Come on, pretty bird, come sit by me, come and sit on my knee. For your cage shall be made and linked with gold and hung on a green willow tree.
Now tell us a story about your uncle's voice. That is.
Oh, well, it was untrained. He didn't know one note from the other, but he had the, highest, clearest tenor voice I ever heard anywhere. Mm-hmm. He'd get out and sing, and people used to just walk along and be singing, you know, going to and from church, and they said they heard him 5 miles singing songs. That was down in this county on between here and the river.
What were some of his favorite songs?
Oh, he'd...
Lord Thomas. Was one
Lord
of
Thomas, and I don't even know that one. It was a long song. I never did get it written down.
Oh, mother, come riddle my story. Come riddle it both as one. Whether I should marry fair Ellender or bring the brown girl home. Whether I should marry fair Ellender or bring the brown girl home. The brown girl, she has a house and land. Fair Ellender, she has none. Therefore I charge you with my best presents, go bring the brown girl home. Therefore I charge you with my best presents, go bring the brown girl home. He dressed his waiters in highland so white, himself in the tears of green. And every bar that he rode through, they took him to be some king. And every bar that he rode through, they took him to be some king. He rode till he came to fair Ellender's gate. He jingled at the ring. And who was so ready as fair Ellender's self to rise and let him in? And who was so ready as fair Ellender's self to rise and let him in? What news, Lord Thomas, she cried. What news have you brought to me? I have come to invite you to my wedding, sad news it will be to thee. I have come to invite you to my wedding, sad news it will be to thee. Oh, mother, come riddle my story, come riddle it both as one. Whether I should go to Lord Thomas's wedding or stay and tarry at home. Whether I should go to Lord Thomas's wedding or stay and tarry at home. You may have friends, you may have none. You have foes where'er you go. Therefore, I charge you with my best presents, Lord Thomas's wedding, don't go. Therefore, I charge you with my best presents, Lord Thomas's wedding, don't go. She dressed her waiters in Highland so white, herself in the tares of green, and every bar that she rode through, they took her to be some queen. And every bar that she rode through, they took her to be some queen. She rode till she came to Lord Thomas's gate. She jingled at the ring. And who was so ready as Lord Thomas himself to rise and let her in? And who was so ready as Lord Thomas himself to rise and let her in? He took her by the lily white hand and led her through the hall. He placed her at the head of the table among the ladies all. He placed her at the head of the table among the ladies all. Is this your bride, Lord Thomas? She cried. I think she looked wonderful brown. You once could have wed as fair a lady as ever the sun shone on. You once could have fed as fair a lady as ever the sun shone on. The brown girl, she had a knife in her hand. It was both keen and sharp. She pierced fair Ellender in the side, intending for her heart. She pierced fair Ellender in the side, intending for her heart. Oh, what's the matter, fair Ellender, he said. I think you look wonderful pale. You once had two as rosy red cheeks as ever my eyes beheld. You once had two as rosy red cheeks as ever my eyes beheld. Oh, are you blind, Lord Thomas, she said, or can't you very well see? For now I feel my own heart's blood come tinkling over my knee. For now I feel my own heart's blood come tinkling over my knee. Lord Thomas, he had a long broadsword. It was both keen and sharp. He cut off his own bride's head and throwed it against the wall. He cut off his own bride's head and throwed it against the wall. Dear mother, go dig my grave, go dig it both wide and deep, and bury fair Ellender in my arms. brown girl at my feet. He turned the heel into the wall, the point unto his breast, saying, here is the end of three true lovers. Lord, take us home to rest.
I'd like to move now to some of the newer English ballads. That is, they're only about 200 years old. Oscar Parks of Alton in southern Indiana will sing When First I Came to This Country. Now that may sound like a song about coming to America, but the song talks about the King's Army, which indicates to me that it's really an English song. Oscar's wife, Sudie, will then sing a comic ballad, His Old Gray Beard Needs Shaving. It's also known in this country under the title His Old Shoes On and His Leggings. And then Pat Dunford, a young man from Indianapolis, will sing a song about a burglar. And this one comes from England, but as the song crossed the ocean, it got changed to be about the Boston burglar. Pat will accompany himself on the banjo. Now, instrumental accompaniment for ballad singing is a relatively new thing that's developed in the last 60 years or so. Ballads in the old style were sung unaccompanied, giving the singer freedom to hold out notes, to embellish the melody, or to vary it from verse to verse as he saw fit. And also, these songs were quite often sung when people did not have their hands free to play along, while walking from one place to another, while working, driving the cows home, working in the kitchen, or while sitting before the fire, or maybe putting a young one to sleep.
When I first came to this country, a stranger I came here, and I fell in love with a pretty little girl, and Molly was her name. And when her parents found this out, they locked up my dear, and I swore themselves by a higher power, they'd part me and my dear. They'd part me and my dear. But when this notion, when this notion came to me, to the army I did go, to see if I ever could in time forget my lover, no. 7 years I served the army, 7 years I served the king, for 7 more years longer, returning home again. And when her mama saw me pass, she wrung both hands and cried, said, my daughter, she loves you dearly, and for your sake she died. Then I fell onto my knees, just like a man been slain, and the sweat come rolling from my brow like cold drops of rain. Graves just like a mountain, it was more than I could bear. My true love was in her silent grave, and I wish that I was there. I believe that's all I know of it.
Okay. Once an old man come over the sea, oh, but I won't have him come over the sea, and he courted me, and his old gray beard needs shaving. My mama told me to give him a chair, oh, but I won't have him. I gave him a chair and he kicked him downstairs, and his old gray beard needs shaving. My mama told me to fix him a bed. Oh, but I won't have him. I fixed him a bed with a pillar under his head, and his old gray beard needs shaving. My mama told me to give him a stool. Oh, but I won't have him. I gave him a stool, and he sat like a fool, and his old gray beard needs shaving.